Good morning, everyone. I'm quite nervous for some reason, but I think maybe that's normal for me. I don't know about anybody else, but that's me. My mind's been going on contentment or discontentment, or I think we could also say thankfulness and unthankfulness. I believe contentment comes from a thankful heart. Uncontentment comes from an unthankful heart. And if we really think about that for a little bit, that leads into every aspect of our life. It'll lead us into covetousness. Oh, I wish I had. You fill in the blank. Contentment, if we're content and have a thankful heart, it's freedom from worrying and frustrations about the unfulfilled desires of life that brings us at times. We think like, oh, I've been praying about a situation and it doesn't turn out the way we want it to be. But we know it's okay because I know who has control over my life. Am I content with that? Am I thankful for that? Or am I unthankful? It's just, I don't know, it's been really been pondering my own life. Just many of those things. And Philippians 4 says, "But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein we are also careful, but you lack opportunity." And the verse I want is this, verse 11. "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, where therewith be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." And it's because of this next verse that I read. "Because I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me." It's not of my own will. It's because of Christ. He strengthens me. It's where are we getting our source? Are we getting it from the world? Are we getting it from God? And contentment, content and thankfulness, those are because if we have our lives lined up with the Lord Jesus Christ, we have that peace, we have rest. But if we line it up with the world, oh yeah, we're thankful for that. But you know what? That does not last. Pretty soon we're thinking like, what's the next thing? Because we know all the things of this world are fallen. They're not sure and steadfast as Jesus Christ is. We can rely on God and not on the outcome of the situation. Because we can get our strength from Christ. In Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When we're thankful, we can have that peace of God, which passes all understanding. Anything that we can, I just think of situations that happen in my own life, and it's like, you know what, Lord? Thank you. And there were terrible things, but he spared me. And we in the world would look on as like, what? How can you be thankful for that? But we're thankful. And that peace of God, which passes all understanding. People can't understand it. But yet, we have so much to be thankful for because of that peace. It's not something that I can draw from within me, but it's because of Christ. Any situation will not determine our contentment or our thankfulness if we're rooted in Christ. But if my contentment if my contentment is controlled by my feelings, it's discontentment. And if we're discontent, we're unthankful. And if we're discontent, we're frustrated, worried about something that we cannot control. And we become unthankful. In Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, it says, you should know this, and this is in the New Living Translation. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. It's an unthankful, it says ungrateful, but an unthankful generation that we live among today. Are we unthankful when something's not being fulfilled in my life? Or are we content and thankful knowing that God has the perfect plan for my life and that I can rest in that and have that peace that passes all understanding? In Hebrews 13:5, New Living, it says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. I think that one hits closer to home than we give it credit, than it actually should. Do we see a brother that's doing well financially? It's like, oh, praise the Lord for him. Or is it a little bit of coveting after what he has? Like, oh, I wish. Fill in the blank. May the Lord help us if that is in our lives. It says we should rejoice with those. And Paul in Philippians, he writes, I have learned to be content to whatever circumstance that life brings to me. Those are some of my own words that I put in there, but that's the meaning. Whatever circumstance, be content, be thankful. And it's not because, I think a couple verses later, it's not because that he's doing it on his own strength. It's because of Christ who strengthens him. In 1 Timothy 6, starting verse 6, says, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Psalms 1. I'll read it in the New Living. It says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they do prosper in all they do. That is a content person in the Lord, because that's where he's getting his source. That's the river of life. Who gives us life? Christ. And then verse 4 says, but the wicked, they are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly, for the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. And we can take that, a person that is unthankful. And their path ends up in destruction. Path of a contented or a thankful heart has life, and life everlasting. In Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff and protection. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. It's not because of my own strength. It's because we rely on God's help in our life, His Spirit that guides us. We rely on God for all our needs. I was thinking of just a few more thoughts that I have here. It's like, how do we cultivate a contented and a thankful heart? In 1 Thessalonians, I thought of these verses, 5, 16 to 18. It says, always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And to know that we are in His will, no matter the situation, how the circumstance ends up, to know that if we truly believe and walk by faith, we are in His will. And He will take care of us, even unto death. Because if we save our souls, that's all we need. We don't need this earthly body. We're not living here to live forever. Focus on God's word. Let's focus on God's word. Delight and meditate in His truth. That was in Psalms. I didn't write the reference down. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Let's trust in God's provision, not in my provision. Let's find our help in Him, not my possessions or my circumstances. Then I just want to close in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. May the Lord bless you. And as we worship Him today.